That ought to be interesting.
This regular meeting of council for Tuesday, November the 14th, 2007, is hereby called to order. Counselor Gil Johnson sends his regrets today. We have received the agenda. Are there any amendments to the agenda circulated? Hearing none, a motion to accept the agenda as circulated would be appropriate. Moved by Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Counselor Muse. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. We have no presentations today under 3.0. Under 4.0, tabling of petitions. Are there any petitions to table this morning? Second call for petitions. Third and final call for petitions. We have no petitions this morning. Under 5.0, public question comment session. Is there any member of the gallery that would like to speak today? Please state your name, address, and limit your comments to 5 minutes or less.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Leon Robertson, College Street in Liverpool. Just a couple questions or comments here. First of all, the development, housing development is going up behind Conference there. I know you're going to be naming the street there today for it. I know the area is getting prepared. They've been working on it some time. Is that the owner that is doing that? Does the region have any equipment up there?
The region has no equipment on site and has not had any equipment on site since we've sold it to Kentfield Estates.
That's what I thought, that you would keep hearing rumors and so on. So I said, if nobody cleared up, I'll ask the mayor this morning. Thank you. I didn't think there would be. The other thing is the Queen's Place. I understand it's probably up and running, I believe, now, according to...
It's close to being up and running. The ice is in the final stages of being put back.
Right. Just a question there on that. How old is that building now? 5 years, is it?
2011, my memory.
About 6 years, yeah. Would that be under warranty or anything as far as the building is concerned from the contractor?
Not to my understanding, but I would refer to our CEO, Jennifer.
No, we're out of our warranty period.
I would think it would be. What about your insurance? Would your insurance policy cover anything like that?
The failed components were very inexpensive.
Right.
It was the loss of ice that resulted from the failure of the coupling that caused the ice to deteriorate over a period of 12 to 14 hours. So equipment failure is not the issue per se, as replacement parts would go, it was the ice loss.
Yeah, and it was the grind one that, I guess, let go, was it? Was the involvement?
Glycol in the system at
glycol.
This point?
Pardon?
It was a refrigeration line, it was glycol.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm just wondering because I know you hear the horror story from out west there with the ammonia that they had in a rink out there, and there's certain people that lost their lives either. So I was just wondering. Okay, thank you. And one final comment. The land over at Queen's Place Drive, and there was the purchase and sale agreement, which, as I understand, was extended from October 31st to, I believe, November 30th. Is that correct?
Correct.
So that's still in line for November 30th, as far as?
As far as council's understanding, it will proceed at the end of the month.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, Bill Cox, 121 Bob Road. I have a couple of items this morning. First of all, I would like to thank you, Mr. Mayor, and the members of council who participated in the Remembrance Day activities in their respective areas. It means a lot to the veterans to see their counselors out and have them identified, etc., etc. And also, I would like to thank the counselors who participated in the distribution of poppies at the supermarkets and this sort of thing. We appreciate anybody who volunteers to help out because our veterans are getting fewer and our associate members and others for various reasons seem to be too busy to participate. And so we really appreciate anyone who comes along to volunteer to help out. Speaking of the Legion, it's that time of year again to start thinking about our levy, and we'll be discussing that at our meeting on Wednesday night. But council requesting your assistance again, probably for a meeting at the end of the month. So anyone who has concerns or questions about your participation, please have them ready for then. The public look forward to the members of council being in the receiving line at the levee, and it's an excellent opportunity to see those people that you have difficulty catching up with their various other activities. Also, there are, from the newspapers, there are a number of communities who are concerned about the water levels, with the increasing water levels and tides. Best statistics that I can come across is that our water levels have increased about 2.5 centimeters over the last 20 years, and that contributes to approximately a one foot rise in the water levels. We've had water in our town parking lot on several occasions, and if that increases by 1 foot, then it's going to mean that some of the businesses that are on the parking lot will be subject to water damage. Has council made any preparations or held any discussions in regard to possible remediation of those increased water levels on the parking lot? Thank you.
Yes, Bill, the staff in the region of Queens have looked at the parking lot flooding issue in the past, and we're presently investigating some possible funding sources. As you can appreciate, there are always criteria in provincial funding and federal funding programs, so we need to ensure that any future program would fit into that, and going forward we will be following up on that issue as well. I want to thank the Legion and all the volunteers for the excellent effort on Remembrance Day. It's very appreciated by the region and all the citizens. So that takes the public gallery today. And from that, I would like to make a note that Travis Wolf from Fort Jolly, St. Catharines Road, was recognized by the Premier of Nova Scotia at the Medal of Bravery ceremony in Halifax at Province House on Wednesday. Four individuals in the province were recognized, and I was honored to attend through personal invitation of the Premier. It was a very nice ceremony and well received by the recipients and those in attendance. Moving on to 6.1, regular council meeting minutes for October 24th, 2017. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes? Hearing none, a motion to accept those minutes would be in order. Moved by Councilor Mews, seconded by Councilor Fancy. Any discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. 6.2, public hearing minutes, October 24th, 2017. Any errors or omissions in those minutes? Hearing none, a motion to entertain acceptance of those minutes with an order. Moved by Councilor Fisk, seconded by Councilor Fraley. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. We have nothing today under 7.0, dangerous or unsightly. Nothing under economic development. Nothing under 9.0, corporate services. Nothing under 10.0, engineering and works. Under finance, 11.0. Under 11.1, we have water on collectible accounts. I would ask Deputy Mayor McLeod if you'd like to take the lead on 11.1.
Certainly, sir. I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approves a write-off of utility accounts totaling $1,402.81 as follows. Number, PID number 902474. Account number or PIN number?
It's an account number.
Account number 902474 for a total of $708.69. count number 914029 for the amount of $525.33, and account number 912413 in the amount of $168.79.
Seconder to that motion? Councilor Fisk. I would ask our interim CAO, Jennifer Keating Hoopley, if you'd like to comment on this issue.
So you've noticed the, if you noticed in the past, we usually bring this forward at the same time each year, and the list has been considerably longer in years gone by. So what we've been doing over the last few years was billing to the property owners, so the landlords, rather than to the tenants for water consumption, and then the landlords for the sewer. The sewer forms the first lien on the property, and the landlords or property owners are responsible for the sewer bills. This way, when a tenant moves out, or a new tenant moves in, the landlords are more inclined to let us know of the move-in, move-outs. We've been caught in the past with tenants moving out and we're not being aware of it, and then not being able to collect further down the road because we weren't able to communicate or find contact information for people that have moved out. So the bills are now going, and these will also come forward in the next billing cycle, and be billed. Water consumption for these properties will also be billed to the landlords or the property owners, and then the onus is on them to collect. So we're hoping over the next couple of years that this list becomes next to nil, which I would get to the end of it. So.
Any questions or comments of councillors on this issue? Councillor Kelly?
What's the procedure then now? Like, these have been written off, and the people that belong to these accounts, if they try to open up the account again with in that name, like, what's the procedure?
So we keep a record of all of these. If any of these same names try to open a water account or a utility account with us again in the future, the previous balances will have to be settled before the account can be opened.
Even though these are written off now, or can they still be?
Yeah, they're not
collected?
Gone.
Oh.
They're just kind of
right.
Set aside in a reserve for our allowance, so it's more of a recording entry for our year-end audit procedures.
Right.
Notice that by the auditors on this, but it's not completely gone. We still keep a record of it, and we still have a record of it in our system, so that their names will appear if they do try to open a utility account again.
Any other councillor? Councillor Fancy?
I think that kind of answers what I'm trying to say, think of anyway, because if you're going to bill to the landlord instead of to the tenant that's actually leaving the bill behind, then the landlord is responsible for the tenant, while all of a sudden if they open another account with that name of the tenant, still be on record because you're billing to the landlord.
The name of the next, the name of that tenant will still be on record. That name will still be on record.
Right.
And in our system, even though we're billing to the landlords or the property owners, we still keep a record of the actual users. So we will still know that that name will appear in our system. So what happens with the new utility accounts, when we bill it to the property owners, it'll be a care of. So it's attached to the civic number, and the property owner is billed for the sewer and the water consumption. But we will know in our system, because the meters, the serial numbers on the meters are tagged to specific names. So our system will still let us know that that name is now going to be a new utility account. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Any other councillor? Are we ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It's unanimous, thank you. Under 12.0, Recreation and Community Facilities, under 12.1, we have a Queens County Minor Hockey Association Tournament Grant. I would ask Megan Roberts to come forward, and Councilor Fancy, would you like to come forward?
I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a tournament special event assistance grant in the amount of $500 to the Queens County Minor Hockey Association, be funded from the Community Grants and Programs budget line of the Recreation and Healthy Communities Department.
I'll second it for that motion. Councilor Mews. Megan, would you like to update us on this?
Sure. So this is an annual tournament that they host every year. It happens between Christmas and New Year's. Excuse me. Usually brings about 20 teams. Obviously, that's dependent on registration, and the registration doesn't close till later, so I can't give a final number, but in past years, it's been about 20. And obviously, that brings families and everybody into the community as well. So it's always a really great tournament, and we're happy to have them at Queen's Place.
Councilors, have any questions or comments? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
Just a comment and appreciation for the organizations continuing this tournament every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work, and I know they do put on a really great tournament. And I've gone to several of the games, and it's a great thing to see the young folks out there competing.
It is. They're always very organized, and they've got it down to a T now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Councilor Kelly?
I'll just say it's important because I don't think there's no minor hockey during that week any other time, so that we would not have any ice rentals at all, so it's a good time to fill up our arena during
Correct.
That week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quiet time.
Any other councilor? Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? That is unanimous. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor.
No.
13.0 planning. Under that, we have 13.1, it's road naming request. Mike McLeod, if you'd like to come forward. Councilor Crowe, would you like to take the lead on this motion?
Certainly. I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the naming of a new private road in Liverpool as Cobbs Ridge Road.
Second to that motion? Councilor Neals? Mike, would you like to give us a briefing on this?
Yeah, just as our council is aware, the responsibility for approving new road names, be it private roads or public roads, is responsibility of council as per council's naming or renaming of roads policy. The owner of the new development above Bar Street has applied for the naming of the new road going into the development as Cobbs Ridge Road. As staff looks at the existing road name listing, we're satisfied that this doesn't conflict with any existing roads that we have here in Queens. So the name is acceptable to the planning department.
Any councilor have a comment or a question this morning? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I think it's good to see actually something that does signify Cobbs Ridge because
yes.
We've always referred to it as that, but
exactly.
There's never been anything up there
That's right.
to indicate that. And I don't even know how the name came about, unless it was a historic nature,
yeah.
but
yeah.
it's
no.
good to have something to see.
No, he recognized that and wanted to, yeah.
Any other councilor? Councilor Fancy?
I just wondered, well, it caused confusion because everybody always thought it was Cobbs Ridge and also like a concrete road, so. Which is which, you know, so to speak, but I guess legally it'll be in the right.
Well, exactly, and I guess the names are posted to the provincial civic address file, so all the various databases that be it EHS or RCMP or fire or whatever, it's recognized in their system as being such, and there's no similar or duplicate road names in Queens County. There shouldn't really be any confusion, so.
Mayor McLeod?
Just brings up a little bit of history, and this is referencing the Brooklyn Highway number 3. It used to be referred to as Sandy Cove Road years ago, and I don't think there's any designated Sandy Cove Road anymore.
It's
the public still refer to it as that, so it's just one of those things.
Just
a
local
enough,
reference.
Kind of reference
yeah.
those things. Yeah.
Any other councilor have a question or comment on this issue today? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Under 13.2, reappointments to the Planning Advisory Committee. Councilor Fisk, would you like to take the lead on this?
I so recommend that Julie Pinello be reappointed to the Planning Advisory Committee as representative for District 2 for a term to expire on October 31st, 2019, and that Mary White be reappointed to the Planning Advisory Committee as representative for District 4 for a term to expire October 31st, 2019, and that Paul Conley be reappointed to Planning Advisory Committee as representative representative for District 6 for a term to expire October 13, 2019. I'm sorry for the tongue twister.
So I assume the last date is October 31st, 2019?
Yes, October 31st, 2019.
Thank you, Councilor Fisk. A seconder for that motion? Councilor Fancy?
Yay.
Mike, would you like to brief us on that?
Yeah, as per policy for the Planning Advisory Committee, for the initial appointments of the committee, the districts 2, 4, and 6 were for a term of 1 year. With the remaining districts being for a 2 year period. So these were the 1 year appointments, and then following the 1 year appointments, it'll go in 2 year increments. So the existing representatives for these districts of 2, 4, and 6 have expressed an interest in continuing their membership on the Planning Advisory Committee and have submitted their names as such.
Thank you, Mike. Any councilors have questions or comments on this issue? Councilor Kelly?
So according to the policy, though, it's not so clear. What happens, this takes them through to the third year of this term, so there's 1 year left of the term of this council when theirs that runs out in 2019. So what happens after that?
Unless council has the opinion that they want to start from scratch again, I guess that continues, the 2 years will continue over the
so
next election of council.
Those representatives can be reappointed for another 2 years, which takes them into the new council.
Yeah.
And,
so councillors, I guess the new councillors on after the election, they're obviously going to be new.
At what point does it go back out to the public to request people to come forward to be on PAC?
That can be a decision of council to start if there's a number of areas that have expressed or no interest in serving on the committee, that will re-advertise for the committee. But
so at the end of the new council starts, then they can say that whoever's been appointed for 2 years, they'll all end if they say they want to vote to the. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Councilor Frehley?
I see, Mike, that there's a posting for some vacancies on this committee. What's the policy on that? I thought that when we started, we would come to the councilor for the district and ask for suggestions, but no one's approached me. I have a vacancy in my area, so.
Yeah, and I guess it was suggested by the former CAO that we re-advertise for those positions. So I know we have done that in the past, going to council or the councilor for the district to get some ideas. And if we don't find somebody through the advertising, then we'll be going to the councilor to assist in that process.
I thought it was in reverse. I thought you went to the councilor first.
That was a request of. Yeah.
Jennifer?
You're welcome. Any councilor for those districts are welcome to put names forth or go speak to members of constituents of their district and ask them to put their names forward while we're advertising. Like, you can do the two in tandem. We're advertising that there's a need. So you're welcome to talk to any of the residents in your area to see if they're interested in putting their names forward.
Okay. I wasn't aware of it until posted, so. Because we had elected somebody and apparently she moved, so.
Yeah.
So I wasn't made aware of that. So.
Any other council comment or question on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We have nothing under 14.0 reports today, and nothing under 15.0 others.
Yeah, just add something under reports. I just wanted to let everyone know that the UNSM conference last week was very well attended by all municipalities. It was a great agenda, and I'll be giving a formal report once I get all the documentation that'll jog my memory. There was so much coming at you. The five resolutions were passed, and the one that we were really specific on was the doctor shortages. That was one of the main resolutions that was forwarded on to the province to address. So I just wanted to let you know that. And the capping as well was another resolution that was passed on. And the, among other things, the agenda was jam-packed and very well attended. And lots of information, lots of networking. I've got all kinds of information to pass on to the departments here and that sort of thing. And also want to let you know that the Union of Nova Scotia Municipalities which was always a confusing name to the public and to others, has been changed and it'll be officially announced, but it will be Federation of Nova Scotia Municipalities, coinciding with the national.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Nothing else under this item? A motion to go in camera would be appropriate. Moved by Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Councilor Kelly to go in camera. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Councilor Kelly?
Okay.
Is it unanimous?